Go to verse 18. I think we're going to start at 16, but go to 18 verse. There is a verse called 18. But we all, say we all. With open face,
open face.
No veil,
no veil.
Uncovered,
uncovered.
Naked. And open,
open.
Unto him,
him.
To whom we must give an account to. Ah, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. This is a generation that does not think they're accountable to anybody, and they want to do all things that they so desire with no accountability whatsoever. But we must give an account unto him to whom we owe our very lives to. But we all, say it with me, but we all,
but we all
with open face, beholding as in a glass, a mirror, the glory of the Lord, are changed. Oh, right now we're being changed. Glory to God. Right now we're undergoing change.
Yes.
Change. Tremaine Hawkins saying it well. A wonderful change has come over me. Changed into the same image. The image of what? The image of the glory of the Lord. The glory is in the face of Jesus. Are changed into the same image from glory to glory. There's levels of glory. You just don't enter into the glory realm and just stay at level one. Not when there's level two and level three, dot, dot, dot. You keep going. From glory to glory. No speed bumps. No distractions. No hindrances. No interferences. No obstacles. Are there obstacles in this present life? There certainly are. There are many. But when you get caught up into the glory, there are no obstacles. You just keep going higher and higher and higher in him. The only thing that can stop the progress, the escalating, the accelerating, the manifestation of the glory, is if you choose not to be promoted. If you choose not to go higher. If you turn away from that which is been apprehended for you to apprehend. I gotta say that another way, because Paul said it best. He's like, I press towards the mark, a high calling of God in Christ Jesus. I have not apprehended, but I press on that I may apprehend that for which I have been apprehended for. In other words, Jesus, take it back. In other words, Jesus has apprehended each and every one of us. Some of us resist his calling and resist his wooing and resist his longing to fellowship with us. But then some of us have come to the place where we say, you know what? There's nothing in this present life worth me risking and forfeiting all that you have in store for me. all that you have laid up for me. The very reason and intention for which you have apprehended me. It was God in pursuit of you and not you in pursuit of God that brought about the born again experience. Now that you've been apprehended, now that you've been placed under Holy Ghost arrest, now that you have surrendered after the Master's wooing, chasing, pulling, tugging, warring to get you in, now go after what he has laid up for you. For the very reason and intent and purpose that he laid hold of you. He laid hold of you. You responded. And he says, now go after what I got you for. Go after it. Well, I got to live my life. Wrong answer. Wrong response. You have to live his life. For you have been bought with the price, therefore you must glorify God with your body. It's the right thing to do. It is that reasonable, rational, spiritual worship unto the Lord. It's what's expected. It is the only rational reason of saying Jesus is Lord. To say I want to live my life after I've come to Christ is an insult. An insult to our Savior and the Spirit of grace. It's like the prodigal son who said, Father, give me everything that belongs to me. And then he went and spent his life and his possessions on wasteful living. Rise up, Church of the Living God. Rise up and serve the one true and living God with gladness. Go after, chase after, hunger, thirst, pray, press for the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Press for that which is laid up for you. What is it? You have to pursue it to find out what it is. But I guarantee you it's worth more than anything the world, the flesh, or the devil could ever offer you. So we've been bought with the price, therefore we glorify God with our body. And so we go from glory to glory. Even as by the Spirit of the Lord. How many want to be filled with the Holy Ghost? Full of the Holy Ghost in power. This is what's written in the scriptures. The scripture says Stephen, or Stephen, however you want to pronounce it. He was a deacon. He was not chosen to be one of the 12 apostles that the Lord Jesus had selected, but he was a deacon that followed and believed in the teachings of Jesus Christ. The scripture says he was full of faith and power. Brother Finn, full of faith and power, full of faith and the Holy Ghost. He was full. You got to understand what it means to want to be full of the Holy Ghost. That is to be under the direct control of the Spirit of the living God and the resurrected Christ. For the Lord is the Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty and freedom. That's what's in that passage. You back it up a few verses, you'll see what I just said. So when we say we want to be full of the Holy Ghost, that means we no longer want to live for ourselves. We want our tank so full of him that there's no room for us anymore. So full of him that there's no room for worldliness anymore. so full of him that we love and live that crucified, resurrected life at the same time. Dead to sin and alive to God. That's the best way to define it. Paul said it like this: I am crucified to this world, and this world is crucified to me. I'm only here for one reason and one reason only. That is, as a wise master builder, to build the church of the living God, to increase the flock of God, to empower the church of the living God. I could go on and spend all eternity in the presence of the Lord. That would be good for me, but it wouldn't be good for you. So I'm caught in a fix. I'm caught in a bind. I don't know which way to go. But since I can still be useful for the master here in the earth, I guess I'll stay. Since I can still be useful to the church, I guess I'll stay. Hallelujah. It's the only reason we exist. You can be a businessman, a businesswoman. You could be a doctor, an attorney. You can be whatsoever, a custodian. You can be whatever you do on your job. You could be a custodian, but that does not define you. That is not who you really are. That's not who Jesus died on the cross for. He died for you, the individual, the soul. That you would not perish but have everlasting life. And that you would spend your life every day. You know how you spend money? You spend your life too. And whatever you put your money towards, that's what your life goes toward. This is why Jesus says, you know, lay up treasures in heaven where thieves don't break in, moth don't destroy, and it does not rot. Lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven. Spend your life doing not earthly things, but heavenly things. Seek those things which are above, since you belong to Christ Jesus now. Lose your life that you may gain Christ. Don't let a career or an occupation interfere. Don't let riches interfere with your walk and relationship with God. Don't let poverty interfere. You know, poverty can be a major hindrance in the kingdom of God. You can be focused so much on poverty, on a poverty situation, that it just immobilizes you and puts you in that weak and beggarly place, always depending on somebody to help you out. You can be poor and be content. You can be poor and be happy. You can be poor and carry and conduct yourself as if you have all the money in the world, because you have everything. Paul says, whether you are of Apollos or Cephas, Peter or Paul, you have all things. You possess all things. This is still your daddy's earth. Hallelujah. You have it. So even in a poor situation, you can still rejoice. Carry yourself as royalty. Well, you sure don't act like you're poor. That's because I ain't. Well, you ain't got much money. I got everything. God is abundantly supplying my every need according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. If he can clothe the lilies of the field, if he takes notice of the little sparrow, if he provides for the ravens. You know the thing about that, providing for the ravens?
Ravens are known as an unclean bird. That kind of represents the Gentile nation. But God would even provide for the ravens. How much more? If he would provide for an unclean bird. I mean, you mean much more to God than the sparrow. But if he'll provide for an unclean bird, how much more will he provide for you and I? And then he says, oh, ye of little faith. Go ahead and look at your neighbor and say, wealth and riches are in my home. You know, that's a common thing for you if you've still been praying that prayer every day. Hallelujah. So you have everything that you need. God wants to release his glory to a greater measure, to a greater level, to a greater degree. All we have to do is receive. All we have to do is receive. Receive and not forget the moment, not forget the time. Not forget this day. Build from it. Come on up here, Brother Joseph Ford. Come on up here, Brother Eric.